1913, the lockout. 1914, the outbreak of World War I. 1915, the sinking of the Lusitania. 1916, the rising. These are among the many events that are waiting to be commemorated, celebrated, or dissected in the coming years. So how do we approach these events? Is it with reverence or with the revisionist scalpel? Well, to begin the discussion on how to approach commemoration, I'm joined by author and academic Declan Kybird, who's looked at how one of these events, the 1916 rising, was approached by two of our great writers, William Butler Yeats and Sean O'Casey. Good morning, Declan. Welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been warned of the dangers of approaching commemoration in that we might just glorify rather than examine and challenge these events. But you say that we're all influenced, actually, by what happened within our own families.
Well, that's true. I think most families in Ireland have some sense of connection to these past events. And the deeper you excavate, the more complex most family histories are. I mean, my mother's people, the Keegans, were involved in the Irish Volunteers, were, you know, in the Gaelic League, the Abbey Theatre, and ultimately the Rising. My father's people were Parnellites. They were constitutional nationalists. So in a sense, you have the debate of the following 80 years rehearsed in a way, even by our ancestors. And I think that would be true for most people.
Now, we've all learnt the narrative of 1916 in sometimes very simple terms. Here we had these idealist revolutionaries who tried to topple the British Empire in its hour of desperation, I suppose, as they fought the Germans in Europe. It might have been a skirmish. They might have been imprisoned for a few years, but then the executions happened and a terrible beauty was born. That's the quick narrative, and that leads us directly to the formation of the Free State and to where we are today. At the time, how would Pearse and his colleagues have been regarded generally by the public? Would they have been even generally known?
Well, some of their good friends came down to the GPO and said, go home, Pearse, give up this foolishness. So there was a sense in which the whole thing seemed initially, I think, almost incredible. To the British, of course, it was, as you implied there, a stab in the back while they were preoccupied with what they saw as the greater matter of World War One. And they would have regarded the rebels as little better than deserters. And the punishment at the front for deserters was just to be executed.
Segment 1. 1913, the lockout. 1914, the outbreak of World War I. 1915, the sinking of the Lusitania. 1916, the rising. These are among the many events that are waiting to be commemorated, celebrated, or dissected in the coming years. So how do we approach these events? Is it with reverence or with the revisionist scalpel? Well, to begin the discussion on how to approach commemoration, I'm joined by author and academic Declan Kybird, who's looked at how one of these events, the 1916 rising, was approached by two of our great writers, William Butler Yeats and Sean O'Casey. Good morning, Declan. Welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Segment 2. Now, we've been warned of the dangers of approaching commemoration in that we might just glorify rather than examine and challenge these events. But you say that we're all influenced, actually, by what happened within our own families.
Well, that's true. I think most families in Ireland have some sense of connection to these past events. And the deeper you excavate, the more complex most family histories are. I mean, my mother's people, the Keegans, were involved in the Irish Volunteers, were, you know, in the Gaelic League, the Abbey Theatre, and ultimately the Rising. My father's people were Parnellites. They were constitutional nationalists. So in a sense, you have the debate of the following 80 years rehearsed in a way, even by our ancestors. And I think that would be true for most people.
Segment 3. Now, we've all learnt the narrative of 1916 in sometimes very simple terms. Here we had these idealist revolutionaries who tried to topple the British Empire in its hour of desperation, I suppose, as they fought the Germans in Europe. It might have been a skirmish. They might have been imprisoned for a few years, but then the executions happened and a terrible beauty was born. That's the quick narrative, and that leads us directly to the formation of the Free State and to where we are today. At the time, how would Pearse and his colleagues have been regarded generally by the public? Would they have been even generally known?
Segment 4.
Well, some of their good friends came down to the GPO and said, go home, Pierce, give up this foolishness. So there was a sense in which the whole thing seemed initially, I think, almost incredible. To the British, of course, it was, as you implied there, a stab in the back while they were preoccupied with what they saw as the greater matter of World War One. And they would have regarded the rebels as little better than deserters. And the punishment at the front for deserters was just to be executed.